Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim, Kvam and Ches, Simen Yudalit. Havapisha b'mokim shehem yud v'yoser, ena reshoyim l'cholik. We said already that if you have 10, you cannot divide up and thereby lose the zimun with the Shem Hashem. But there's going to be an exception. Mikol mokim besudos gedolus, sheyesh harbe b'nei odom. There's a large crowd there. So you should give the benching to a person who has a loud voice, who can bench out loud, to the point that everybody could hear him. But what will be in the situation where it's not going to be possible, that we're not going to be able to hear him? So you're going to be able to hear the zimun, maybe, and then but the continuing of the benching till hazonas hakol, you're not going to be able to hear. Even though nowadays people say their own benching, they don't rely on the mavorich. But it's not enough for that. We also need them to be yotzei the zimun. And we have said before that the zimun continues until hazonas hakol. So in this situation, they're not going to be yotzei zimun. So it's very nice you want to keep your zimun of 10 together, but you're going to end up with a non-zimun. So the Chazon Ish points out, Mishabura says this idea as well, that does not seem to fit well with the fact that Mishabura says in Simon Reish that by Zimun of 10, you just have to hear the Zimun, the Nebarech and the Baruch Elokeinu Shachanim Shalom Dechayinu, and then you do not need to bench along with the Mevarech. You don't have to be quiet, because that's enough. You don't have to hear till Hazonas Hakol. And here we're saying you have to hear till Hazonas Hakol, which means everybody would bench quietly along with the mezamim. But the room is so large, there's so many people there, you won't be able to do that. So what should you do? It's more important to have zimun than to have zimun with the broivam. So maybe you should do a zimun of 10. The problem with doing a zimun of 10 is maybe the balabais is going to be unhappy that people are doing their own private zimun. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says in that situation, you're allowed to do a zimun of 3. That can be done fairly quietly. You'll end up with zimun. You will not end up zimun with Reivam. You will not end up with zimun with the Shem Hashem. But at least you'll have zimun. So, mikol mokem mutzav shivarchu gimel gimel mishlo yishmu birchos zimun. So the choice is being non-zimun, not being yotze zimun, because you cannot hear till hazonas hakol, or but having Reivam and saying the Shem Hashem, or alternatively having a private zimun, a small zimun of 3 people, it's better to do that and have zimun than to not have zimun at all. So one of the questions which comes up in regards to this halacha is nowadays we have an option of using a microphone and a speaker, using something which will amplify the voice of the one who's leading the benching. So is that acceptable? So if you would have a mechanical thing which you speak into, and it just expands the voice, that seems to be an halacha that would be acceptable. But using the standard amplifier, the microphone with an amplifier type of a situation, multiple poskim have said that's not acceptable, because you're not really hearing the voice of the one who's leading. What you're hearing is an electric recreation of the sound, but it's not the voice of the person. That being said, Rav Wozner Zatzal and Shevet Alevi is quoted in the Moshe of Dirshu to say that it is acceptable, because the main thing is that he has to summon you to bench, and that he's done so. It's hard to understand what that means, because over here we're seeing that it's not just enough to summon to bench. You have to actually hear the first bracha of benching as well, and that's the whole point. So arguably the summoning can be done. I know that he's summoning me by virtue of the fact that the microphone is publicizing that. The amplifier is publicizing that. So that is true that I'm responding to my summons. So that part would be true, but we see that that's not enough. He has to continue and say the bracha. And that would be difficult to see that you could be yotzei with a microphone. So therefore, the eitzah of a microphone is not a good eitzah. If a person is leading and 10 people can hear him directly without the microphone, and they are responding to that, so the halacha is, when I hear people responding, I'm allowed to respond with them. So I can be yetzer zimun in that way. But it's not because I'm hearing him in the microphone, it's because they're hearing him directly, and I am hearing them hearing him directly. So getting back to this issue, it's very important to make sure that you give benching to a person who has a loud voice, who can say it out loud, and at least a crowd of 10 can hear him directly. But preferably, everybody has to hear, that allows them to respond. It does not seem to allow them to be able to be yotzi hearing the whole first bracha. And since the Chayyot HaMeir here is saying that you have to hear the whole first bracha, the Mishnah Berurah follows suit, albeit elsewhere, he seems that you do not need that, but based on what he says over here, that you have to hear the whole first bracha, that's not a good solution either. You have to have a person who's loud enough that he can say the whole first bracha out loud and people can hear him. And the people around should bench along quietly as opposed to benching loudly. We could touch on maybe this idea in regards to the halachas of using a microphone for other brachas as well. Maybe we'll touch on that in the upcoming shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.